The Nation, the Nation Blind?
Yeah, Nation Blind. That's right. Nation Blind.
What did people call all of this together that we've been talking about, like chairs and couches and chest of drawers? That's all different kinds of.
Says all different kinds.
Well, what did they? What could you call all that together? If you want to buy a new chair, you go down to the.
Go down to the furniture store and get a new chair. Mm-hmm. Go to the furniture store and get your couch. Well, find all this at the furniture store.
Did you ever hear people call furniture plunder?
Plunder?
Yes,
sir. I don't believe I have.
Ever heard that?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And I don't know if this house has one or not, but in some houses right underneath the roof, there might be some space for storing things.
Right underneath the roof?
Yes, sir.
No, this doesn't have that.
No. What would you
call it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So this doesn't have that.
I see. Talking about different rooms in the house, have you ever seen a house around here that had the kitchen built away from the main part of the house?
Yes, I have. The hall go between.
Any idea why they did that?
Sure don't. That's olden time building. I lived in the house once. It was like that. Kitchen wheel. Come out of the bedroom and go across the porch into the kitchen.
I wondered if it was to keep, if they had a fire, the rest of the house wouldn't burn, or?
That's probably it. Probably that's right. That's a lot of time, you know. You have a stove with the door half off it, and coal could fall off out on the floor. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a hearth, they fall out of the stove on the floor.
Yes, sir. Or maybe I thought it could have been due to the heat that you get in the kitchen, maybe in the summertime, to keep it away from the rest of it.
Well, that could be too. I just never heard that explain why they have it like that.
Yes, I see. Well, what about a room that you might have right off the kitchen where you could keep extra dishes or canned goods?
Pantry?
Yes, sir. Do you have one, did you have one of those in the?
No, I didn't have one of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see.
I do have one in this house, though.
I see. Say, if a person had a lot of old things that he just kept around the house, maybe like a broken down chair, it really wasn't any good to him, but he just didn't want to get rid of it. What would he call that? He said he had a lot of old
old plunder, I guess he called that. And he didn't want to get rid of.
Yes, sir.
Someday he might take it to fix it up.
Right. Maybe junk, got a lot of junk. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You ever seen a house that had a separate room or separate place where they kept all of that?
Yes, I've seen. Call it a junk house.
Okay.
But all this in the junk house.
Mm-hmm. What about this expression? What would you say a woman does in the morning? Like if she gets up and maybe does something off of you, or maybe straightens a picture, or, you know, goes around doing that kind of thing? What would you say she does?
She'd be house cleaning.
House cleaning. Right, that's it. Ever heard anybody say she's straightening up or picking up?
Yeah, she's straightening up. That'd be all in the same thing, house cleaning.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. And what about the thing that she sweeps with? You would call that a
broom?
Have you ever seen one that
vacuum cleaner?
Yes, sir.